Welcome to the CoCrow Health and Fitness Podcast, where we cover topics about the mind, body, and spirit to help you become a happier, healthier, and ultimately the best version of you. I'm your host, Joe Miller, owner of CoCrow Health and Fitness, a small group and personal training studio located in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Today's topic is called I Am What I Eat. Eating with specificity and purpose is the foundation for health and happiness and longevity. Today, I will talk about eating for the body, the mind, and the spirit, and why what you eat is an important part of your life that you need to be mindful of. Before we get started, a quick disclaimer. This channel is for informational purposes only. Our goal is to create a stronger, healthier, and happier community of mentally, physically, and spiritually fit individuals by providing information for discussion that has helped us and our clients both personally and professionally. If you are in need of immediate help at this time, we recommend that you seek a medical professional and not just rely on the advice from some random dude on the internet. Let's get into it. The first topic is eating for the body. Eating in a way that serves you will bring you the greatest benefits. By identifying what you want to get out of your body, you can then identify the types of foods that you should be consuming. I like to do this by asking myself a few questions. First question is, what are your goals? If you don't have any established goals or any sort of accomplishment you wish to achieve, that does make it more difficult to figure out a path that you need to go on. So by identifying something that you would like to achieve, it makes it easier. So for an example, if you want to be a bodybuilder, maybe just eat like a bodybuilder. If you want to be a triathlete, maybe eat like a triathlete. Another question I like to ask is, what do you want to look like? If you want to be a strong man and your goal is to get as large as possible so you can move as much weight as possible, then you're probably not super concerned about having visible six-pack abs. So you will be eating in a caloric surplus most of your days. Your overall health is not about just what you look like. You can look great and be unhealthy, whereas you can look pretty normal. Like I look pretty normal. I don't have a six-pack that's visible. I just pretty normal looking dude. I think I'm around 15% body fat, but my overall health, great. Third question, do you want to be healthy on the inside and out? That same power lifter who is eating in a caloric surplus could be eating food that's damaging his insides, or they could be eating food that's making their insides healthier. It's entirely up to you. Your body will do whatever you demand. Fourth question I like to ask is, what level of performance are you looking to achieve? Eating for performance is very important. You will find that in high-level athletes. They are very specific with what they eat, whereas some people that just roll on talent kind of eat whatever they want and then see themselves as the example. That's great if you're not competing at a high level. If you are competing at a high level, you need to get more specific with what you're consuming so you can optimize the performance of your body. That's pretty much it for eating for the body. Overall, the recommendation I would say for the general public would be to eat food that makes your insides and outsides healthy. If you focus on eating food that's good for the inside, more than likely, if you couple that with exercise and daily activity, your outside will look good as well. That's it for eating for the body. Let's move on to the mind. This is a list of foods that fall within the whole food category, but highlights some of the reasons why these foods are good for your mind. So the first one, green leafy vegetables. Leafy greens such as kale, spinach, collards, and broccoli are rich in brain-healthy nutrients like vitamin K, lutein, folate, and beta carotene. Fun and fancy, but what does it really mean? These foods have been shown to possibly slow your cognitive decline. So consuming those dark leafy greens isn't just an old wives' tale of, hey, eat this and you'll be healthy. It helps with your brain health. If you don't want to be that person that's very forgetful when they're older, maybe consider adding in green leafy vegetables. Second thing is fatty fish. Fatty fish are rich in omega-3s and unsaturated fats, which have been linked to lowering the blood levels of beta amyloid, aka the protein that forms in clumps in the brain of Alzheimer's patients. So by eating those fatty fish that have rich omega-3s in them, you help lower the risk of Alzheimer's. Now, if you're not into fish, a couple other things you could eat are flax seeds, avocados, and walnuts. Next food that you should be consuming a little bit more, berries. A study done by researchers at Harvard's Brigham and Women's Hospital found that women who consumed two or more servings of strawberries and blueberries each week delayed memory decline by up to 2.5 years. Instead of grabbing that little candy bar, grab a handful of fruit. That is a much better source, and it can help delay your memory decline. That sounds pretty awesome to me. I know one of the most common complaints that I get from older clients and just older folks in general when I talk to them is that they're upset about their memory loss. They wish they could recall things and they have a hard time. Well, besides exercise, what you consume is going to directly affect that. Let's move on to the next one, tea and coffee. Tea and coffee don't just have to be sources of energy. Besides being a great tool for a pre-workout, having a nice one cup of black coffee, they also could help to solidify new memories. Investigators at Johns Hopkins University asked participants to study a series of images and take either a placebo or a 200 milligram caffeine tablet. More members of the caffeine group were able to correctly identify the images on the following day. Now let's move on to the last one is walnuts. Nuts are an excellent source of protein and healthy fats, but one nut in particular might help improve memory, which is the walnut. 2015 study from UCLA linked higher walnut consumption to improved cognitive test scores. Walnuts are high in type 3 omega-3 fatty acid called alpha-linolenic acid, ALAs. Diets rich in ALA and other omega-3 fatty acids have been linked to lower blood pressure and cleaner arteries. That's good for both your heart and your brain. I can tell you from firsthand experience, once you lower your blood pressure and you get that in check, you will feel much better. So overall, that list is pretty straightforward. These sounds like all whole foods. Nuts, fruits like berries, fatty fish, leafy greens, teas, and coffees. Very simple. If you just consumed all of those things, that's pretty well-rounded. Notice you don't see in there things like sweets. You don't see honey buns. You don't see Little Debbie's. You don't see any of that crap in there because none of that stuff's good for you because it's chemical-ridden and it works against you. So all of these foods that I mentioned will serve you. Being more conscientious of what you consume, not only for the body so far, but also for the mind, is extremely important to be mindful of. Next, let's move on to eating for the spirit. By eating for your physical and mental health, your spiritual health will grow. All of the great spiritual gurus all say the same thing. Eat whole food. In a nutshell, that's what they do. You are what you eat. Getting rid of all the chemical foods that inhibit the mind and damage the body, eating things that come from the earth is much, much better. If you are eating very well and you are more clear-headed, you are healthier, if you do have a spiritual practice, you will be able to go deeper into that practice. But besides the spiritual stuff, if you're not into that, that's okay, because this has also been linked through modern studies to showing that it increases your overall longevity and your health by making the act of eating like a ritual. Share your meal with someone special and create memories out of the food that you consume and the time that you have with those people. This is a pretty common factor in the blue zones, is when they do have a meal, they tend to have family and friends around, they laugh, they have joy, and they celebrate around what they're eating. Is it really such a bad thing to share dinner with family and friends? Probably not. And then one last bit on the spiritual part is I like to reference the Tibetan monks. They eat very simple and seasonal. Their belief is that which is presently grown in the earth is the exact food that they are meant to be eating. So if it's growing, then it's meant to be eaten. If it's not growing, it's not meant to be eaten, aka manufactured garbage that you have prepackaged at the grocery stores. Tibetan monks are known to be some of the most spiritually enlightened people on the planet. There's even this really interesting thing called, well, they call it like the inner fire. They will sit out in the snow and meditate and melt the snow around them because they generate heat. It's pretty wild, but I don't think they'd be doing that if they were pounding big gulps and eating McDonald's every day. Now that we covered eating for the body, the mind, and the spirit, let's talk about why what you eat is an important part of your life that you need to be mindful of. First and foremost, food gives you energy. It allows you to stay alive, but also food can be medicine. Most of the medicines that you have in the stores and the over-the-counter drugs are just derivatives of things that grow naturally. So if you're just consuming whole food that comes from the earth, eating high quality meats if you eat meat, then you're less likely to get sick because you're getting in all those nutrients. So food quite literally can be medicine. The higher quality of food you consume, the higher quality of life that you're going to have. Your body and mind are a direct reflection of what you consume. Unfortunately, in the West, the majority of people do not eat in a way that serves them, especially for longevity. I believe right now, overweight and obese is now the majority. It's over 50%. Which is pretty sad. But if you look at the things that we consume in America versus some of the countries that are much healthier, you can kind of start to see a trend. Ours is faster. It's more chemical ridden. They even brag about artificial flavors. Like, why do you want artificial flavors? That doesn't make sense. Just eat the real thing. So we really don't put a lot of emphasis on being healthy and happy. It's just about quick speed, get it done right now. And I like to assimilate that to putting the wrong fuel in your car. It might run, but it's going to run like shit. And that's your body. If you're consuming the right fuel, your body's going to run better. If you put the bad stuff in it, things that don't serve you, then you're going to live, but you're not going to live very well. And since food can be medicine, and in the West, we don't really eat it that way, that is why type 2 diabetes and obesity are such a pandemic here. They're so commonplace in the West that most people are already broken by their 30s and then use their age as an excuse instead of just owning up to the poor decisions that they've made. I wouldn't put all of the blame on the people themselves for making these poor choices, because our education system in America over food and mindfulness is just hot garbage. It is working against you. It does not serve you. And if you do not seek alternative means to learn about food, nutrition, health, and happiness, and you just follow what the schools tell you, you're going to look like the average American, which unfortunately is overweight. But it does not have to stay that way. It is never too late to make a positive change to your life. By creating a mindset of I am what I eat, you will start making better decisions. And each and every one of those decisions will build up your lifestyle instead of continuing to tear it down. Food is the building blocks of life. And by eating with intention, consistently over time, you will build a much higher quality, better life instead of just regularly tearing it down with food that doesn't serve you. So in summary, I am what I eat. High quality foods equals a high quality me. That's it in a nutshell. I have linked below the Harvard EDU if you would like to look into that for the different types of foods. That is not all encompassing, but those are just some examples because there is just too much to pack into one short video. The basics is eating whole food. That's it. Stop buying prepackaged food that is full of chemicals. When you flip it over, if you look at it and don't know what the hell that word is, just don't eat it. It's that simple. And that's it for the podcast of I Am What I Eat. If you found value in this information presented, please give us a like and subscribe and share this with a friend who may benefit as well. If you are local to the Atlantic Beach, Florida area, and you would like to make some positive changes to your health and fitness, you can check out our app, the Kokoro Health and Fitness, on Google Play and Apple stores, or check out our website, kokorohealthandfitness.com, linked below, where you can sign up for a 7-day trial to experience fun, dynamic, full body workouts in a small group setting. One-on-one is more your thing. We also have you covered with private one-on-one sessions available as well. We hope you have a great day. Remember, happiness is a state of mind.